Hello, my name is Eliana. I am a sophomore at the University of Albany, majoring in cybersecurity, and welcome to my first podcast on 3D bioprinting. So I'm gonna start off with a brief description on what 3D bioprinting is. So I'm sure many of you have heard of 3D printing, but 3D bioprinting is not such a widespread topic, so it doesn't often come up. So 3D bioprinting is similar to the concept of 3D printing items you design using specific softwares like Tinkercad, Simplify 3D, MakerBot. There are honestly so many softwares you can just download online and use. But instead of just printing out any object, you're able to design and print human organs. It's pretty insane, I know, and it's a far-fetched idea that many people would be rightfully skeptical about. So this process is made possible by first printing out a 3D scaffold made up of biodegradable polymers or collagen. A CAD software is used in order to design the exact model of the organ. They then print the scaffold, which will provide a temporary surface for the cells to cling to. The process is obviously not the same for every organ. Some are going to be more complex and longer than others. And this is a very rundown description on what actually goes on. It is way more complicated than this. But the process of 3D printing organs is not yet widespread. But when it is, the advantages will be a game changer in the medical world. The worldwide transplant list will become shorter. So many lives will be saved because people won't be waiting years and years to finally get an organ transplant. There's going to be a reduction in organ trafficking, decreased animal testing, elimination of organ rejection, and honestly, so much more. One of the latest breakthroughs that actually happened this last December in 2020 is when a group of biomedical engineers from Carnegie Mellon University developed the first flexible full-size 3D print of a human heart. So this heart is not fully functional and cannot go inside a person's body, but this is the first step that will take us to a future of fully functional 3D printed organs. And you know, all medical innovations have to start somewhere. They all have a starting point, and this is theirs. Thank you for listening to my first episode, and stay tuned for the second episode of this podcast, where we are going to talk about the cost efficiency of 3D bioprinting and some ethical issues that may arise.